Good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host, Ashwin. On the 30th of January, there's lots happening across the world. In fact, today is a special episode because it's the second last episode. I'm wrapping up News on the Go. I'm focusing on another podcast of mine. It's called In Conversation with Ashwin. So, I will obviously be coming back to this at some point in time, but for now, I feel like there's too many things and I don't want to spread myself too thin. So yes, this is the second last episode of News on the Go, so it's super special. On the 30th of January, 50% increase in indirect taxpayers post GST. Tensions eased as a round of NAFTA talks ended. London is holding its biggest protest in UK history against Donald Trump. Dell, by the way, so one of the big tech news pieces today, is in talks over a massive reverse merger. Yes, they want to be bought by a company that they bought recently. And Malaysia bans Padmavat owing to sensitivities of Islam. Another country, not state, that bans Padmavat. First piece of the news is about GST and how that's had an impact after year one. There's been a 50% increase in the number of indirect taxpayers after the introduction of GST, according to preliminary analysis quoted by the Economic Survey 2017-18. There were 98 lakh unique GST registrations as at December 2017. Maharashtra, UP, Tamil Nadu and Gujarat are the states with the most GST registrants, the survey further released. Next piece of news is about NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, the one that Donald Trump said he'd cancel or he basically withdraw from. They haven't really withdrawn, but the talks are getting more smooth, is what Mexico says. So it's between Canada and Mexico and the US. That's basically the NAFTA, allowing easier regulations, free flowing trade, and just promoting good cooperation between the three nations. Officials from the US, Canada and Mexico said that they made progress in the penultimate round of negotiations over the future of the free trade agreement. Differences remain, but negotiators said that there's less risk of the US withdrawing completely, as Trump has threatened. President Donald Trump has threatened to withdraw from the treaty, which governs more than $1 trillion in trade. A Mexican official said that the discussions are much better at this point. London is hosting, or holding rather, the biggest protest in UK history against Donald Trump's visit. London will host the biggest protest in British history against US President Donald Trump's visit to the country. This comes after Trump said he will make his first state visit to Britain in October this year. Several MPs have requested PM Theresa May to withdraw the invitation for a state visit extended to Trump, but she has no signs of withdrawing. That in fact, Donald Trump and Theresa May got along really well in the World Economic Forum, which happened in Davos recently. So, it's just the people at the top getting along, but the citizens of British are super disappointed in Trump and don't want him to come there. Dell is in talks over a massive reverse merger. The privately held tech company is in talks to be acquired by its 80% subsidiary VMware, in what might be the biggest tech M&A deal in history. The reverse merger, whereby VMware could actually buy the larger Dell, would then allow Dell to be traded publicly without going through a formal listing. It was also likely to be the biggest deal in tech industry history, giving investors who backed Dell's move to go private in 2013 a way to monetize their deal, while helping Dell also pay approximately $50 billion of debt. Funny fact is that Dell was a public company. It took itself private in a $24.4 billion deal in 2013. It then acquired EMC, which is basically VMware, for $67 billion in 2015. That deal still stands as the largest technology acquisition of all time. And now it wants to roll itself back into the company that it bought, which is VMware. So from owning 80% of VMware to being owned by VMware, it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. Still a long way to get there though, but this is one of the real options for Dell to ease its debt and also to get more money to diversify or to strengthen existing operations. Last piece in the news is Malaysia banning Padmavat owing to sensitivities of Islam. Malaysia has banned the release of Padmavat in the country, as the storyline of the film touches on the sensitivities of Islam. That in itself is a matter of grave concern in Malaysia, which is a Muslim majority country. The film's distributor, Malaysia, is expected to appeal against the decision and fight it out. Such struggles take a while to lead to fruition, but we'll see how that pans out. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go. Second last episode, guys. It's going to be hard to let this go and not do this every morning. Will be extremely weird for me because I've been doing it for more than 1.5 years now. Yeah. You guys have a great Tuesday morning, great 30th of January. Month one is almost coming to an end. See you tomorrow, same time. In the background, I'm leaving you with Star Eyes by Audio Library.